It's a tradition as old as the game itself.
And that's why I like the Dayton Triangles, plus the 5.5 straight up over Kenton.
Picking the right side is not child's play.
It doesn't take a genius to realize that Houston's failed to cover their last 10 outings on away turf the week after scoring more than 3 touchdowns in a conference game.
Ooh, my little girl says the cutest thing.
You need a little help.
Geez, you know, that information might have been a little more useful to me yesterday.
That's where he comes in.
This is my stone cold lock of the century.
All week.
It's the Program Picks with Fat Jack.
You're listening to the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Proudly brought to you by our friends at Worth Harley Davidson. Everything you need to go on you when you go on the Harley. Everything that goes on your Harley. And, of course, the Harley itself. New and used. The 23s are rolling in. Get them right now at Worth Harley Davidson, I-29, just south of the airport. It is time for some program picks. Our buddy Fat Jack from Fat Jack Sports will join us here in a second. Peter Yates Enoch is with us here in the program. Pete, how are you, sir?
Doing fine, Saran. Doing fine.
Pete, are you like me? Do you look at the scorecard and think we're getting pencil whipped by Adam? Like, I wasn't here for the pick segment last week.
I didn't know Adam was this tough.
Wasn't he like six?
I'm not saying anything. Not saying anything.
He was like six down, and now he's three up. Are you trying to pencil whip us?
I've got all the spreadsheets saved from this entire segment.
Let's print them.
Okay.
Let's take a look.
All right.
Let's go through.
I know I'm not.
You weren't here last week, but we do have your text message saved of your picks.
I'm not saying you're. Who did I have last week? I know I won with K-State.
You had your two losses were Notre Dame.
I won with K-State and the Chiefs. I lost with Notre Dame.
Yeah. And then
you don't even remember the game. See? Pencil whip, Pete. I rest my case. I'm not saying that.
I think everybody. No, it was all of us lost except for Fat Jack with Mizzou, Arkansas. He had Mizzou. The rest of us picked Arkansas.
Oh, I was all over Mizzou. Okay. You know how dedicated I am to picking Mizzou.
Which, by the way, Fat Jack is 7-3 on Mizzou, so he's done well with the Tigers. Yeah. He's all three of the local colleges. Well, unsurprisingly, he's done great.
Well, he's the expert, yes, for God's sake, man. Let's welcome in Fat Jack from FatJackSports.com, the best in the business. Every pick documented for you to take a look at. Fat Jack, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, actually. I mean, this is the time of year, late November, early December, where I'll get two emails simultaneously, one saying, you're the worst handicapper in the world. You never won a game. You never want to be a dime. And then the very next one will be, Jack, thank you so much for the incredible year. I'm making more money than I've ever made before in my life. They're getting exactly the same pick. And those picks are posted and documented at FatJackSports.com. Last week, we went 3-0 on Friday in football. We lost on Saturday. We had a couple of losing Saturdays in the last month, which is never good. But we turned around and won again on Sunday, and we had Pittsburgh Monday night. So off to a great start this week. And $99 between now and the top of the hour, there's a ton of people, new people taking advantage of that who are sick of losing on their own, sick of guessing or doing whatever they've done to get themselves in their hole. And so they will go $99, get you all the football through Monday as long as you sign up between now and 4 p.m. Central, and they'll get you all the football, text your cell phone or email to you, and get you into profit, 189 football and hoops. And we had over in the Spain-Japan game, over 2.5 goals in the World Cup this morning, so we're already into profit there. So great time to go to FatJackSports.com and start winning.
Fat Jack, we've got five games that we're going to break down today for everybody out there. K-State is a 2.5-point dog against TCU in the Jerry Dome. Chiefs are 2.5-point favorites at the Bengals. Utah is getting 2.5 in Vegas, right? They're playing that in Vegas, aren't they? The Pac-12 championship. 2.5-point dog to USC in the Pac-12 championship. Central Florida is a 3.5-point dog to Tulane. This isn't clearly a game that Adam has a side on, because we could have picked a lot of games. Great NFL slate. He said he didn't go with the SEC or Big Ten championships because the spread was so big.
I see.
There's still an art to picking big spreads, but, you know, whatever Adam wants, Adam gets, you know, because he's in first place. So I guess that's how it works.
We know why.
We're going to tackle Central Florida and Tulane. Tulane, 3.5-point favorites there. No idea where they play that. Where do they play that? Anyone?
Mill Valley.
Orlando.
So it's a home game for Central Florida. Important to note. Then Clemson is a 7.5-point favorite against North Carolina, and they play that Charlotte, maybe? I don't know. Where's that game? You know, oh, God forbid you give us some information here, Adam.
I
whole conference, so that's probably it.
You get annoyed with the fact that I pick the games ahead of time. Wait till you said after it. What really should annoy you is every Monday after the games are over, I go back and change things up.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's the big problem.
Now you catch it.
All right, let's get started. K-State versus TCU. I don't know who's up, so I'll go first. I think you all know where I'm going. I'm going K-State. I've been on the Cats all year. It has netted me an 8-3 record on the Cats. I think I did maybe go against them once. I don't know what they are overall against the spread, but I ain't stopping now. I loved them in the rematch. As soon as that game against TCU was over, if they were going to get to it, I was going to pick them. How low the spread is says to me how much the odds makers like them, and they're just daring you to bet TCU. They're begging you to bet TCU, so I will not. I will bet K-State. Adam?
Todd talked yesterday about how TCU's kind of gotten a kiss playing a lot of backups this year. Well, this backup looked great against TCU in the first round. I think he looks great again on Saturday. Give me the Cats.
Okay, Curtis.
Line says there's not a whole lot of difference between these two teams. I keep flashing back to that first meeting when the Cats were moving the ball at will once Will Howard got into the game. I think they'll do more of that on Saturday. I also think Deuce Vaughn's going to have a day against a suspect Frogs run defense, Emaw.
Peter Yates Enoch.
You know what I say about religious schools.
Do you have enough guts to stand on your own in this one?
No, I don't, because I know one thing that nobody else knows. God is a huge fan of Kansas State.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And when they play a religious school, hey, box it up for K-State.
Okay, there it is. When they play a religious school, you give it to the Cats. Mm-hmm. You can use that if you want on another station in another town, Fat Jack. Feel free. Pete's going to let you do that. How do you see this one?
Oh, I wrote it down. I mean, I'm going to certainly fire it out in Los Angeles. I mean, they'll be right up that alley. God hates TCU. He loves Kansas State.
Put it on the TV show. That'll get you picked up in more and more markets.
There we go. Exactly. 4-1, Kansas State 4-1 against the spread the last five. And I can't decide whether it's just that we are all expecting this TCU other shoe to drop because they're not as good as their record, or is this team just fooling everybody and going to keep winning? They certainly believe, here's my prediction: either TCU or USC lose, and I think both of them could. So I'm with you guys. I'll play Kansas State plus the points here in a team that I think is overrated versus a team that's still a little bit underrated because of some of their injuries.
All right, Adam, lead us off. Chiefs minus 2.5 at the Bungles. Who you got?
I think this is an angry Mahomes game, so give me the Chiefs. I think they put up a heap of points.
Curtis, you'll take the Chiefs.
I will, and I agree. Mahomes with revenge is dangerous. Only issue I have would be if he was too amped, but I think he's done a very good job of keeping that at a simmer, so I'm not really worried about that. Bengals don't rush the passer very well. Only two teams have fewer sacks, so I think Mahomes will have time, and I think the Chiefs are much better prepared for that Bengals offense this time around. KC.
You know what's amazing about this whole thing, Fat Jack, and I know we still got to get to Pete and my eyes pick on this, so we'll get that here in a second, but nobody does a better detailed and qualified analysis than Curtis, yet nobody's worse in the standings. You know, isn't that amazing?
Curtis is a lot of guys that when you sit him down to Cheers for a trivia contest, I guarantee he's going to drink all the beer and he's going to win all the contests because the dude knows his stuff. The problem is how to apply it and when to apply it. He's not alone with a lot of guys that are very, very good at this and very smart with the numbers, but they just aren't. They can't get over the hump on how to exactly apply it to get more winners and losers. But I'm always impressed with his breakdown.
I had such a great joke that, 10 years ago I probably could have said and it would have been funny, but now it would be frowned upon, and so I won't. I'll keep it to myself.
exactly.
Really good one I was going to fire out there. All right, Pete, I've already written KC next to you. Is that correct?
Wrong. At the start of the year, I said I'd bet against the Chiefs probably in two games. This is one of them, and I don't give a hoot about Patrick Mahomes' emotional state. I'm going to take the Bungles.
Mm-hmm. How, Pete?
Yep. I've been against the Chiefs, or for the Chiefs, every day this year. Every time.
And you're 6-5.
Well, that ain't exactly that. Yeah, I'm really bragging about that.
Well, I haven't taken them every time. I've taken them most times.
Seen a bunch of pitchforks and torches outside.
Yeah, what the hell?
What's going on there?
I haven't bet them every time. I've bet them most times. I am 7-4 on my Chiefs wagers so far this year, and I think you can. I mentioned the other day the Rams game, which, by the way, I guess it kicked off at like 16 and a half. So there was some people who got the 16 and a half and got a win with the Rams. But I said, listen, you either bet the Chiefs or you don't play this game. If you don't have a quarterback in the NFL, you don't bet it. Unless you're going to take every, and I would say I would apply it to 14 points or more. Every 14-point dog in the NFL, if you take them, and Curtis did the 15.5 points, it was 32, the 15.5 point dogs were like 32, 29, and 3, right?
Against the number, 20, yeah. 29, 32, and 2.
No, they had a winning record. The dogs did.
Oh, the dogs did, yes.
Yeah, the dogs had the winning record.
Yeah.
And I said, if you auto-bet that every time, I think you can probably bet money. But if you're not going to do it every single time, then you don't bet the dog.
Right.
Well, I think there's a similar scenario lined up here with the Chiefs. If you said, I don't often get the Chiefs as a dog, and when I do, I'm going to take them regardless of what's going on, that's fine. I think you could extend that all the way out to any time less than 3.5, left less than 3 or even 3.5 as a favorite, I'm going to take them. That's where I'm at on this one. I am scared. I actually don't think the matchup looks that great for Cincinnati. Their offense against the Chiefs defense, I actually think the Chiefs defense, okay, I like a double-digit win here, and I think there's a reason to just auto-bet the Chiefs every time they're a small favorite. So give me the Chiefs, and I feel pretty good about it. Fat Jack, three of us on the Chiefs. Pete, big, bold, and daring on the Bengals. Who's right?
Yeah, you should also be texting your joke to Pete. Let him tell it. Now, if there's any smoke to be had, he can handle it. He's throwing God off the state, off the Christian schools the entire year. So that guy's got, he's Teflon.
That's right.
Why is it that we talk about what Vegas wants you to do when it benefits us, but we don't talk about it when it doesn't? Are they not asking you to play the Chiefs here? I'm sure you guys have talked about that. This Patrick Mahomes' record in November, December. Anybody know?
Yeah, undefeated.
Undefeated. He's never lost. 26-0 in November and December, yet he's only a 2.5-point favorite. If people just see that one stat, how do you line up and play the Bengals? The Bengals are exactly where they were last year when they made a run to the Super Bowl. I released Cincinnati last week. They actually looked better in the second half and got it done. With all that being said, though, I'm not getting in front of this train with Mahomes. He has lost. So he's not lost in November, December. I will not be betting against him until he does in November, December, especially if the number's down below a field goal. So give me the Chiefs minus the 2.5.
And that game in the regular season, was it on January 1 or January 2? Is that how that one missed on that November, December thing? That's interesting. All right, Curtis, Trojans, you love them.
Mm.
They're minus 2.5 against the Utes.
Utes? USC is on a burner like they haven't been on since the Pete Carroll days. Caleb Williams is on fire, and the line is 2.5. Something is up. I'm taking the Utes.
Utes for Curtis. Peter?
Sorry, didn't Utah win the first game between these squads?
By one.
Yes, that is their.
Okay.
Yep. Well, USC has taken over the mantle from Tennessee as the biggest fraud in this country. I'm taking the Utes.
Ooh, he's on Utah. Wow. I think the one-point differential is why we've got a 2.5-point line on this one. I think a lot of people are kind of trying to find a way why USC won't get it done. But the quarterback is the difference, and I'm going to take him. Give me USC. I will lay the 2.5 with the Trojans against the Utes. Adam?
I think USC's just gotten better and better and better as the season's gone on. I think they prove it again this weekend. Give me Southern Cal.
Okay, good. You're just playing position against me now that you've pencil whipped your way into the lead and you're just going to take every game the same? Is that it?
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Fat Jack, we got two Utes. We got two Trojans. Where are you?
No, he's not following you. What he's doing is he's putting in Lawrence East versus Topeka High as our fifth game that he's going to break down because he knows nobody can win that without just guessing. So we don't even look at the NFL. We're going to go play a couple of high school teams. Utah is actually improving also as they get through the year. They swooned in the middle. Everybody wrote them off, got off the bandwagon. 5-1 straight up their last six. They play defense, which is not something that most of USC's opponents have done most of the year. And that's also not a coincidence why Utah won the first matchup. I think that this game goes under the total as well. Four of the last five Utah games have gone under. And defense beats offense here. And also the added pressure of getting it done to get in the playoff. We didn't talk about that with the TCU game. I think there is something to that. And Utah will travel really, really well. Besides the rodeo being here, there will be a ton of white Mormons in town Look out, Utah upset Central. I think the wrong team's favorite. Give me Utah.
All right, he's got Utah. They were the favorite coming into the year, so there's a reason to believe that they could have been the best team that just had the ball bounce against them a couple of times. So, all right, we'll see where that one goes. Let's get to the AAC championship, critical game.
Yes.
When it comes to the national championship standings, Tulane is 3.5-point favorites in New Orleans. We looked it up. That game's actually in New Orleans. So Tulane is the home team against Central Florida. And, Pete, you get the honors in this must-have game that Adam has put on the board for us today.
This is my Sergeant Schultz game. I know nothing about either one of these squads, but I do know that Tulane is coached by a very good
Willie
local
Fritz.
Favorite.
Yeah.
So, and he's doing a hell of a job. He's a good coach. And Tulane just has a way of sneaking up on you. They've been dogs in like four games this year, and they've won all of them. So I'm going to take Tulane in this ball game, but I have no reason whatsoever.
Name value, UCF has been the better program of late, so I would think maybe the drunken fools, the $50 hacks, were rolling to the window and betting UCF. I get UCF and the points. You do, but Tulane's a pretty good team. I like Willie Fritz. This is just me picking with my heart. Give me the Green Wave wearing their white and light blue jerseys. I don't get it, really, why they do
that too.
But I'll take the Green Wave. Adam?
I mean, Tulane beat a team that is apparently God's favorite earlier this year, according to Pete.
That's right.
So I can't – how do I go against them? Give me Willie Fritz.
There it is. He takes Tulane. Cletus, you'll go local as well, won't you?
Yeah, but not for the same reason. Not only has Tulane been a monster on the scoreboard, they've been a monster against the number, 10-2 on both counts. I'll ride the Green Wave in those blue jerseys.
Wow, if everybody knows that, this could be the time it blows up in our face. Fat Jack, yep. Does it? Are we on the wrong side?
Well, by the way, if you needed Sergeant Schultz on your bingo card, you've got yourself a bingo, because that is not a reference that most of the people out there even get. I'm sad to say I do. I'm going to get my Mork from Ork play of the day here next or something. I mean, go back to Hogan Zero.
You know, I don't know about you, Fat Jack, but all I need is Festus. From Gunsmoke for the bingo. That's all I need from Pete now.
Yes, I'll be talking about Ernie Kovacs.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's anyway. Right. Hoss Cartwright beating up his brother. So, yeah, you're exactly right. Tulane, 10-2, stole my thunder there against the spread. Best in the country, tied with Oregon State. And frankly, the better team here, more balanced team as well. They run the ball effectively. They play good defense. They're also 7-1 against the spread their last eight. Central Florida has been good in this series, 5-0 straight up the last time they played. But, yeah, if you make me pick this game, which apparently we are, I will take the Green Wave, and especially because they're at home.
Yeah, we've been made by Adam, the selfish pig that he is, in selecting games. We're all on Tulane, so he's managed to sit and squat on every game I've taken so far, which brings us to the ACC championship.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
I think that we're going to have a situation where a team that goes to a New Year's Six bowl game but misses the playoff is disinterested. I think a similar thing happens to Clemson this weekend. They're probably out of the playoff picture, so I think they come in a little disinterested. Give me the Tar Heels.
Punch you in your face.
That did not make Seren happy.
No, it did not. Curtis, go ahead. I'm going to try to find a reason to take Clemson.
I thought about that as well. Neither team on a roll. Clemson with a little more to play for. We know how important that is. Not really. Carolina's on a bit of a slide. I don't think either team is playing very well or against the spread, but the Carolina's on the worst slide. The number suggests as much. More than a touch. Give me Clemson.
All right, Clemson for Cletus. That there's alliteration there. Pete?
North Carolina has the best young quarterback in the country, but I'll take Clemson.
Okay. Now you guys have... I was like, okay, fine, screw it. I'll take Clemson just to stick it to him. But then both of you guys go, and then I'll be giving him North Carolina all by himself, which is the spot I always want to be in.
You're going to take the Tar Heels, aren't you?
So bad.
Yeah, you are.
Your lifelong adherence to the idea that who Adam picked it should change how you picked entertains me to no end, but roll, brother.
The one thing is they are measured now by national championships. I've found an angle here to go against them. They're measured by national championships at Clemson, right? So winning a conference championship is not everything. Hopefully, they play the kid at quarterback. I don't even watch Clemson lately. Are they playing the freshman?
No, they've been really
nope,
mixing up.
They're not.
No, and the kid and the QB DJ was like 8 for 25 in their most recent game.
I'm going to count on them to quit screwing around and play the freshman, who I have said the only way Clemson wins a national championship is if, like they did with Trevor Lawrence, they turn to the freshman this year because DJ sucks. And I'm going to assume they will do that in this game, like they did against Syracuse. They will actually do that in this game, and Clemson gets it done. I hate this pick. We're split kind of ish, I guess. Fat Jack, what do you think? Do you have a read on this one?
Yeah, it actually is that simple. Clemson's so bad at quarterback that their offense, think Denver in the NFL. I mean, they just, everything else on that team is fine and more than confident, especially with their schedule. But they're getting such bad play at quarterback and stubborn behavior out of their head coach to not go to the freshman. If they go to him, I agree with you. I'm not sure they are, though. They are playing for a conference championship title. I do think that matters a little bit. And North Carolina, I think, you know, honestly, Adams' breakdown was pretty good. I think they will be disinterested. If they show up and play, they're still going to get bad play at quarterback. So unless there's a switch early enough in the game, because North Carolina is going to score some points. So that Clemson defense can also generate some points, but I would lean toward North Carolina in that one. But guys, $99 for all the football between now and Monday. I've already sent out two Saturday games. I've sent out 4 or 5 Sunday games, and more are coming today. Basketball going tonight, 3 plays going this evening, and a ton of plays going this weekend. $99 for everything through Monday football, $189 football and basketball through Monday. If you wait until 4 Central, it's $169 for football, $199 football and basketball. So save money today. If you like the $99 or less per week, get the package through the end of December or beyond. You're paying much less than $99 a week if you get those longer packages. Go to FatJackSports.com and get winning plays. Text to your cell phone or email to you that will get you into profit this weekend betting the games against the spread.
Fat Jack, you're the man. Great stuff as always, buddy. Best of luck this weekend. We'll talk next week.
All right, guys. Have a great week. See you soon.
All right, you bet. He's the best. Fat Jack from FatJackSports.com. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll play Stump the Chumps. It's brought to you by our friends at Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen, the finest Cajun food around. There's only one place you're going to get it. It's Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. Find them online right now at jazzkitchen.com or see them in person out at the Legends and, of course, right there by the University of Kansas Health System. It's Jazz at 39th and State Line.
Webster defines trivia as bits of information that are of little value. Webster never played Stump the Chumps, a Kansas City institution for a quarter century. Stump the Chumps. And here they are, Soren Petro, Pete Enoch, Todd Lebo, and Curtis Siebold.
Proudly brought to you by our friends at Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. The finest Cajun food around is at the Legends, also at 39th and State Line by the University of Kansas Health System. You can get that great Cajun food. Check out the menu. Order online. You can carry it out as well. JazzKitchen.com. Great live music. Fantastic live music. Fantastic service. And, of course, the best Cajun food anywhere around is only at Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. Petro, Siebold, Dravetta, Enoch. And, of course, we welcome in Todd Lebo. Todd, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. I'm ready to rock and roll.
Good.
Pete's going to love my questions.
All right. I like that. Pete?
Yes.
We lost a buddy of yours.
Oh, lost one of the best, the very best. I'll tell you, a very sad and melancholy goodbye to John Hadle in Lawrence, Kansas. The actually heart and soul of the University of Kansas in football and athletics. John and I wasn't a big fraternity guy in college, nor was John, but we were in a secret wink, wink, nod, nod fraternity, and he was just one of the greatest guys you'd
Which
ever meet.
Was
just
that?
What
was that fraternity called? The wink, wink, nod, nod one.
That was what it's called.
I can't tell you.
It's called. It's still. Know what I mean? Say no more.
Still a secret to this day.
I'm gonna talk during a break.
Ask Greg Gurley. He might tell you.
I'm gonna ask you during a break.
All right.
But I think I know.
Okay.
What it is.
And anyway, any guy that was my age when they were younger looked at John Hadle in Lawrence and said, "Who is this Hadle guy?" I mean, Lawrence High School never lost a game when he played there.
That's pretty impressive.
And this part of Kansas, people just looked at John Hadle in awe, as they well should have. He goes down in history, in my humble estimation, as the greatest, one of the three greatest players ever to come out of Kansas, being he, John Riggins, and Barry Sanders. I'll let you top off the top five as far as you go, but those are my three top players of all time. But I do want to say goodbye. And John Hadle, just one of those other guys that never had a damn enemy, even though he played pro ball.
Yep.
And it was in a position probably to piss some people off at times. He didn't. He was just a fine, fine person. KU's going to miss him. Lawrence, the city of Lawrence is going to miss him. And
absolutely,
the state of Kansas is going to miss him. Love you. Love you, buddy.
And now, Seren, who yes, did he have more touchdown passes than?
He had more than 80. Was it 80?
I think
exactly
it's about 80.
80,
yeah.
Yes,
about 80 more than Troy Aikman, the worst player ever put in the Hall of Fame.
John Hadle was, I mean, he played halfback in high school. Then he played quarterback. He played all his quarterback in the Big 8, Big 7, I guess it was for a while, Big 8. And, I mean, John Hadle was just the best player in yeah, probably four-state region.
Yeah, so, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. One of the greatest ever to wear the crimson and blue, right? Is that
yeah,
what they call it? Crimson
yeah,
and blue?
I mean, he was, and many people thought, Mr. Kansas, because
yeah,
he went out, he recruited for him, he donated to him.
That about every position, yeah.
He did everything.
Greg Gurley told us this morning on the Border Patrol, he probably had a hand in nearly every building that was built there.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about it.
In the last however many years.
No doubt about it.
Amazing man.
He liked to have a drink of whiskey with you, too.
Yeah.
Well, that makes him even better in my mind.
Yeah, no kidding.
That was where he started with me.
Yeah. So, RIP, the great John Hadle here in the state of Kansas. All right, gentlemen, are we ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I am going to give you one. There are 9 answers. No, there are 10 answers. I'm going to give you all 10. Mm. I'm just going to ask you four. You ready?
Yep.
The top 10 active NFL leading rushers, career leading rushers, top 10 active.
Holy smokes.
Oh, Enoch.
Lee Pete.
Go Christian McCaffrey.
No.
Derrick Henry.
Todd, Derrick Henry is correct.
Yeah. I was looking at a list the other day. Lebo, is Adrian Peterson retired?
Yes.
Okay. Because he was still bold on some list I was looking at.
Buzz him. You guys are awful. You can get one out of this?
I can't believe I'm
one's
blanking
chief,
like this.
Lebo.
Todd.
Mel Gordon.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, wow.
Lebo. Zeke Elliott.
Nope, you would have been right.
I got that. It was the echo of the whistle.
No.
Adam.
No.
Wow.
Adam.
No, you didn't.
Holy
no,
crap.
No. This is the worst performance you guys have ever had. Mark Ingram has 8,000 yards.
Yes.
Zeke Elliott just under 8,000 yards. Derrick Henry, a little bit under 8,000. Melvin Gordon, 6,500. Nick Chubb, 5,900.
Oh, wow.
Latavius Murray, I wouldn't have minded if you didn't get him, 5,900. Dalvin Cook, 5,700. Joe Mixon, whom they play this week, 5,200. Aaron Jones, just under 5,000. And Russell Wilson.
Where are
they?
With 4,800.
Oh, nice.
That's what I love, that Russell Wilson was on that list.
I'd like to check the tape and see the echo on that. I think I was in.
I think you should shut your mouth.
I'm playing this under protest. I'm calling FIFA.
Well, we'll see. We'll see where that goes. Trust me, Curtis pays them off like it's nobody's business.
Check the VAR for this.
What do you got, Kay?
All right, John Hadle, one of 14 players with at least 200 touchdown passes who are eligible for the Hall of Fame but are not in it.
Lebo.
Todd.
Vinny Testaverde.
Vinny Testaverde.
Oh, God, you just... Enoch, Ellis, or Southern Cal. God, what's his name?
Lebo.
Carson
Palmer.
That's who he meant.
Yeah.
Give him Carson
Palmer. Carson Palmer.
Yes,
holy crap, I'm getting pencil whipped today.
You're so bad.
Well, I need
you're such a thief.
Time.
Such a thieving SOB.
200. We just talked about this at Lebo. Ryan Fitzpatrick.
No.
Steve DeBerg?
Nope.
Petro, Drew Bledsoe.
Drew Bledsoe.
Yeah, he's in there. We just talked about this dumb list when we're looking up
Petro,
John
Alex Smith.
Nope.
I don't think you get the 200.
Oh, boy.
Wow, that's bad.
John Brody.
Nah, I wasn't going to get that.
Kerry Collins.
Should have got that, probably.
Randall Cunningham. Boomer Esiason.
Should have got that.
Jim Everett.
Yeah.
Roman Gabriel.
No.
Jim Hart.
No.
Matt Hasselbeck, Dave Craig, Tony Romo, who was a finalist this year but did not make it, and Donovan McNabb.
I did a question last week kind of on that list, and I remembered all those names from last week, but not in time for this week.
All right, Todd.
All right, let's go here. Here we go. I want you to Kansas State, one of Pete's alma maters, is in the Big 12 championship game this Saturday against TCU.
Who scored a touchdown in some game in 2012?
I want you to name me any K-State Wildcat who has scored a touchdown in a Big 12 championship game.
Petro.
Sproles.
Darren Sproles, correct.
Going with. Petro. Beasley.
Yes, he ran one in 2000.
Curtis. Yeah. Al Roberson?
He did not score one himself.
Thank you, Curtis.
I'm going to tell you there are a couple guys I'm pretty sure played wide receiver in the league.
Michael Bishop.
Michael Bishop ran one in.
Curtis.
Yep.
Jordy Nelson.
Nope.
No.
Petro. J.J. Smith.
No. There was a punt return for a touchdown in one of the games.
Petro. Lockett.
Name me a Lockett.
Last name counts in Jeopardy.
Oh, pull.
Put it down there.
Fine. Aaron Lockett. All right, 1998, Justin Swift, Darnell McDonald, who played in the league for a little bit.
Oh, I remember that one.
Quincy Morgan in 2000 scored. Yeah. He played in the league. And then 2003, it's not as many famous players, but Brian Casey, a tight end from right here in town, James Terry, Antoine Polite, and Ted Sims with a pick six of Jason White.
That was a great category.
Yeah, I thought it was, too.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I got three of them.
Am I getting my late night pin taken away from me at K-State?
He has three now, I think, in
20 years.
Yeah, you have not handled the K-State questions well.
Anybody notice he had the little, oh, by the way, not as notable on the 03 guy?
Well, they didn't play in the league. They were just guys. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, we know what you're talking about, Todd.
They lost more than one of those games.
Yeah. Pete, what do you got?
1968, the National Association Soccer League Kansas City Spurs played their home games, a majority of their home games, on what field?
I have a ticket stub of this. I have a ticket stub of one of these games.
It seems too easy. It clearly can't be municipal, right?
What year was it?
What year? That's where they played
some games. That can't be the answer here.
I'm going to say Rockhurst High School.
Nope.
I'm going to go with Center High.
Nope.
Bishop Miege High School.
Nope.
No, they didn't have anything then.
Curtis, Raytown High School.
Nope.
No, where my father-in-law went. Lillis.
Nope. Ooh.
Paseo High.
Nope.
All right, I'm out of strikes.
Lawrence High.
Nope.
I'm high.
I'd like to be high.
Oh, my God.
This would be Pembroke Country Day.
Oh, really? Pim Day.
Yeah, okay.
Pim Day. Right.
You could see the people could stop by there on the way.
Right there.
The road there. Watch the game.
Right now, Pete has two. Todd has three. I have four. Curtis, nothing.
Wow.
Oh,
brutal. So far. All right.
Curtis is kind of asleep right now.
I'm just not. That's too.
You need to sit up in your chair. There you go. Sit up in your chair.
I don't think sitting up would have gotten me.
Ready for you.
No. Just
Antoine Polite.
Would have gotten an NFL rusher.
Settle down.
No, I don't think
settle down. You guys are terrible. That's your fault.
Well, you got that right.
All right. Let's go with this. Patrick Mahomes is barreling towards his fourth 30 touchdown season already, right? He's always at 29. He's one away. Buzz him. That's one. He's wrong. What I'm looking for, I'm going to take out Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and Aaron Rodgers. I'm looking for all the players that have had four or more. I'm going to try to feed you four or more 4,000 yard seasons.
4,000. Oh, Lebo.
Pete.
Joe Namath.
No.
Lebo.
He was the first.
More four. Or more.
4,000 yard seasons. I
he
got
had one.
Lebo, Drew Brees.
Drew Brees is correct. Yes,
Curtis.
And he has the most. Yes, Curtis.
Dan Fouts.
Fouts, no.
Ooh.
You took away Peyton Manning. Lebo, Eli Manning.
No.
Curtis. Tony Romo?
Tony Romo, yes, he had four. Curtis is on.
Lebo, hey! Big Ben.
Todd, Ben, yes.
Curtis.
Curtis.
Phyllis Rivers.
Phillip Rivers had six.
Of course
correct.
He did.
Okay. You guys got four of them.
That's not bad.
Cross this out. Drew Brees had 10. Brett Favre
had
9.
Favre.
Manning and Brady also had 9. Aaron Rodgers has had 8. I took Manning and Brady and Rodgers out. Phillip Rivers had 6. As Curtis got, Russell Wilson's had 5.
I almost said Russell.
Roethlisberger 4. And Dan Marino. And Tony Romo 4. Dan Marino. You forgot Dan Marino. How did you forget Dan Marino?
I have no idea.
I watch Super Bowls.
All right. Curtis.
Felix Anudike Uzoma, fifth K-State player to be named Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year.
Sounds like it's a K-State thing.
Who are the other four?
Defensive Player of the Year?
Yeah. K-State players will be named Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year. Pete.
Simino.
Mark Simino, 799.
Nice. Terrence Newman.
Terrence Newman, 02.
That's who I was trying to think of. Damn it, God.
Howard.
Two more.
Enoch Howard.
Nope.
Lebo.
Both have happened in the last 10 years.
I know. It's
the dude who went to the Bengals. Was drafted by the Bengals.
Pika.
Willis.
No.
The D end.
Who was that?
No, that is Willis.
Did the last names count?
Yeah.
Jordan Willis.
Yeah, Jordan Willis, yeah.
2016. One more.
Yeah. It's the brother of the running back.
Arthur Brown.
Oh. Damn it.
Arthur Brown.
Thanks for the hit, my Petro.
Willis in 16, Brown in 12.
You knew one. Half of it.
Newman in 02 and Simoneau in 99.
I remember what the guy's name was. Damn it.
Bryce and Arthur.
Yeah, crap.
All right,
that's
here we go.
A couple of times.
Pete. This is a Kansas question, one of your other alma maters.
I'm going from first to worst right now.
I want you, there are six answers here. I don't know if you knew this, Kansas is going to be in a bowl game. This doesn't happen every day, but I want you to name one of the six teams Kansas has beaten in a bowl game.
Enoch. Curtis.
TCU?
No.
What?
No.
Curtis. Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech.
Oh, good one.
In the Orange Bowl in 2007.
You say a major bowl?
They
got
any bowl? They had to beat them in a bowl game.
1963, they beat TCU.
They lost that game.
They lost it.
Yeah,
3-7, they lost.
Who did they?
They lost, according to my list.
Petro. Oh, okay, Penn State.
Petro.
No, they lost that game.
Georgia.
No.
Petro. UCLA.
Yes.
Curtis. Hawaii.
They played in Hawaii and beat UCLA, and they won another game in Hawaii.
Lost at North Carolina State too.
Their most recent
Petro
bowl,
Tennessee.
Then. Nope.
Petro A&M?
No, you're getting your K-State games in there.
Is that what I'm doing?
The 2008 Insight Bowl, Minnesota.
Okay.
And then the Virginia Tech, Houston in the Fort Worth Bowl. Aloha Bowl, UCLA, Aloha Bowl, Brigham Young. The Blue Bonnet Bowl in 61, Pete, Rice.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah.
All right, Pete.
I give you these questions, Pete.
Okay, I want you to name the college team, and I want the year and the school.
There's a lot.
I want the year and the school.
Why? Since we won't get either?
No, you'll get one, but okay. You might have trouble with the other. I want you to name the college team that had 55 players on its roster to play in the National Football
League. Petro. Miami 01.
No.
This is going to be Notre Dame.
They had like 29 or 30. How is that? Really?
Notre Dame?
55.
There's half.
1957.
Nope. No, they lost to... They beat Oklahoma that year. That's why I'm saying that.
Notre Dame, 1946.
Notre Dame, 66.
Nope.
Petro, Notre Dame, 47.
Got it.
Son of a gun.
I figured you guys knew more. When we get in the ballpark, I just go one up on whatever you guys said.
Notre Dame was too easy. I should have said that. But, I mean, that's a hell of a lot of players.
You can stop the clock since we got the one.
Stop the clock.
55.
You can't stop the clock. It's going. It's a doomsday clock.
All right. We finished Peter Yates, 300. Curtis, 300. Me, 600. And Lebo, 800. That's where we sit
right
now.
How'd you squeeze up there?
I'm up there.
You and Adam have something going?
Pencil whipping, son of a...
I got pencil whipped out of Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, you
but
shut
I'm
going to
let
mouth.
It sit. I'm going to let it sit. I'm okay with it.
Shut your mouth.
I'm okay with it.
Shut your mouth.
I'm fine.
Shut
I'm not even talking about
next
it.
Week
shut
at Atchison High School.
Pete will shut it for
I
you.
I might get one.
What's our category?
From Sean, it is NBA and NFL drafts.
NBA and NFL drafts. I think I already know the answer.
John Hex.
Write it down.
I think I can. Okay.
Come on, Karnak.
Okay. We'll see. I've written something down right now.
I know who you're thinking of.
NBA and NFL. Yeah. Don't you be looking over here, Todd.
I know who you're thinking of.
NBA and NFL is the category. We'll make our wagers in Quebec. We'll play Final Chumps, brought to you by Jazz. All Louisiana Kitchen, the finest Cajun food around anywhere. It's not New Orleans. It's right here in Kansas City. At Jazz, a Louisiana Kitchen, out at the Legends, 39th and State Line. Live music, great food, great people, locally owned and operated. That's Jazz, a Louisiana Kitchen.
All right, the Jazz, end of the hour answer. Eight players are in the 300 homer, 300 stolen base club. Two have played for the Royals. I asked for both.
Carlos Beltran.
Was easy. Carlos Beltran.
Cepeda?
Nope.
George Brett.
Nope.
No, he didn't get to 300 steals.
I thought he was close.
Who was the guy in 70? What year?
Johnny Damon?
Played in the 2000s with the Royals.
It's Not John Damon?
305 homers, 304 stolen bases.
Oh, Reggie Sanders.
Sanders. Rodriguez, Steve Finley, Bonds, Dawson, point? Bonds,
yeah,
and
you're
Mays,
on fire
the others.
Today, sure. Yeah.
There's no points for that.
Reggie, born on this date.
Score on.
It's his birthday.
You get some jazz, though, Sarin.
I do get
that,
jazz.
Right?
I do get jazz, that's and that is good. That is all the thanks I need, frankly. Great Cajun food from Jazz.
I ate there yesterday.
A Louisiana kitchen, 39th and State Line, the original. Great place to meet some pals for a couple of cocktails if you want. Of course, great thing, get some jazz bucks for a gift for people. I give the gift of jazz to a lot of folks, as a matter of fact. So go get you some jazz bucks. It's good on the hooch, too,
hey,
right?
Go down there. Go down to 39th soon, because just trust me, I want you to get down there soon.
Okay.
Before it's too late.
There you go. There you go. Good to know. Let's get to our final question in the category of NBA NFL draft.
All right. This man is the only person to be drafted number one overall in the NBA draft and be drafted Mr. Irrelevant in the NFL draft in the same year. Who is he?
1-1 in the NBA.
And dead last in the NFL draft in the same year.
Oh, my goodness.
Hell of a question.
Is your thing you wrote down earlier, Sarin, correct?
No.
Neither is mine, which is probably the same name.
Utah is not the answer to this.
And I knew that's exactly, yeah.
Nor is Minnesota.
I wrote down Dave Winfield.
Smith and Bogut are not the answers here.
All right. This is not good. All right.
Okay.
Make sure I circle.
I'm just going to put something down.
All right. Pete's up.
Here we go. Curtis, we start with start with Cletus.
LeBron James. I don't know. I thought someone threw a flyer. He might be a tight end. All of it.
I don't think he was eligible. He couldn't have gone to the NFL.
Oh, that's right.
Draft.
He couldn't have. Good point.
Why?
Question's horrible.
He didn't play 2 years of college.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was the dumbest
what
answer.
What dumb
ever
answer,
had.
Curtis?
Dumbass.
You're so dumb.
What a dumbass.
Dumbass.
This
okay.
guy.
Let's go to Pete.
I had the pride of Ohio State, knowing it was fully wrong, but I love the guy anyway, John Havlicek.
Did he go to 1-1?
No.
Well,
he got drafted by
both.
Ohio,
okay,
by
so you at least
Cleveland.
Yeah, it's probably a better guess than any of the rest of us will have. How much did you bet, Pete?
$1.
There you go, $2.99. We pretty much guess what. Pete's
I always
got
to leave here with a buck. At
yeah,
least,
yeah,
you know.
There's no real money.
You left here with $2.99. Yep. So Pete's in the lead right now. Comes to me. I literally had no idea. I threw down Olajuwon for craps and giggles. I bet $1.99, giving me $4.01.
That's his smart wager because he's gonna win.
There you go.
I put Allen Iverson, which is incorrect, and I bet $4.01.
That's a hell of a question.
Yeah.
I'm anxious to hear who this
Woo!
Is.
I even said to Curtis that I'm like, maybe I should keep my mouth shut because maybe it'll change. I said, I got a crafty little bet.
It's all about the
good
wager.
Question. I didn't know this guy was Mr. Irrelevant, whoever it was, that went 1-1.
Yeah, well, somebody, obviously in the NFL, they're like, whatever.
Drafted,
on this.
Drafted 1-1 by the Pistons out of Providence.
Dave Bingo.
And dead last in the 1967 NFL draft by the Saints, Jimmy Walker, former Kansas City King.
Jimmy Walker.
That's dynamite.
Father
that
of
dynamite.
I was going to put
father
down Dave
of a
Bing
member of the Fab
reason,
Five.
Yeah.
You're on to it, Curtis.
Jalen Rose.
Ray,
yes,
Ray Jackson.
Dave Bing.
Jalen Rose's father.
Jalen Rose's dad, and of course also playing at the dinner theater.
Fun note
next week. I think.
Yeah,
fun note on
sure.
From Sean on that is Providence did not even have a football program when they drafted him. They just said, "Wow, this guy's athletic. Let's go for it."
Yeah. Why not?
And he played here.
They were right from the standpoint he didn't end up being a superstar in the NBA. But
he played here in Kansas City for
what
year
was
years?
This? 67 draft.
Yeah.
That wasn't Danny's
favorite
Providence
team.
That
was the first year of the common draft.
Danny loved the, what's his, mid-70s.
Yeah.
Danny loves the Providence.
Ernie G.
Ernie Gregorio.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's his beloved. His Providence Friars.
Yeah, go Friars.
No. Danny,
congratulations, Sarin.
Thank you.
For a dominant victory.
Yeah, you are.
I haven't won in a long time. I will take that. I'm going to put big fat W down here.
Dub.
Big fat W.
Got a big dub.
Got a big dub.
I like second place. That feels good to me.
Does that feel good? Good, because Todd finished second.
Yeah, you got third.
Oh,
come on, baby.
Dude, I finished
hey,
I
can't no.
even do that dead right. last.
He did it. No, he did right. it on purpose to finish third in honor of Bronze Mahomes.
Bronze Mahomes. Bronze Enoch. There it is. Of course, big fat last Curtis. You know, that's.
Yep. They call me Zero. Zero Mostel.
Yeah, that was a good question, though, of that guy. Congrats.
That was a very good question. I like it.
Horrible question. We didn't get it right.
You're the man. Appreciate it, buddy. We'll talk next week.
My friend.
All right. Who was the last non-quarterback to be named Big 12 Championship Game MVP? Brought to you by Good Sense.